the first of these two teams meeting in a game last year where Rafters were able to win the series over the Mallards, but it's going to be exciting. The national anthem here on WFHR. You have to wonder, can the Rafters get a win and extend their win streak to two? Because 3-4 on the season, 2-4 on the season, so they're looking to make it 3-4. Mallards started off 3-1. They split the series versus Wausau, took the series against Fond du Lac by sweeping them, winning 9-4 and 6-5. But they dropped the last two games at Lakeshore, losing 7-3 and 5-2. This will be the fourth straight away game for the Mallards. They have not been back home in Madison for quite a bit. So can the Rafters take a game off the Mallards? That will be in question. Brandon Rogers will be leading off the center fielder. Not playing center fielder today, but usually slotted at the center fielder position. He's DHing, but he's had an unbelievable year to start, both on the offensive side and defensive side of things. So a day where a Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock pitch. Usually these games are 6:05 or 6:35, but here we go. The Rafters looking to get things going. Jackson Wentworth will get started on the mound. And out of Urbandale, Iowa, Milwaukee High School native, he had an 8.72 ERA with the Kansas State Wildcats this year, with a 1-4 record in 10 appearances. He had 32 innings pitched, allowing 50 hits, 34 runs, but he's also acquired 27 strikeouts. He was a heck of a product coming out of Waukee High School in Waukee, Iowa, a 3-year letter winner, rated as the number 3 overall player and the number 2 right-handed pitcher in the state of Iowa. So a guy that had a lot of high value coming out of high school and just finished up his sophomore campaign at Kansas State. So first time he'll be taking the mound here today. Remind you, Wentworth will be getting start on the mound. Alex Duffy, the Elon product at catcher, making his second game started here today, as Jack Basir slotted at first today, which is going to mean Kyle Carlson at third. Kirk Schreider has swapped them from first to third, third to first. So Basir will be at first, Carlson at third. Chris Conniff, the shortstop today. So Conniff, a returning player for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, as Shane Taylor will be slotted at second. So that's going to push Ty Johnson to center field, Logan Hugo to right field, and Matt Olive will be at left. Mallards getting ready to go as Jake Holcroft will be leading off for Madison. A guy that hasn't seen any action this year out of the University of Portland, and an Upland, California native, as he will step in the left-handed batter's box. And here we go. Mallards in their bluish-teal uniforms with the yellow stripe, as Holcroft will step in out of Upland, California. Hasn't seen any action this year. So Wentworth, the first pitch on the way, a swing and a ground ball over to Shane Taylor, who fields it into the glove, and the throw over to first is right on the money. Over to Jack Basir. So one out. So Keenan Taylor, the third baseman, batting a 286 this year with 3 RBIs and a Westfield, Indiana. So Taylor will step in, the right-handed batter on Wentworth, and the first pitch on the way inside upstairs, but it's a strike, 0-1. So Taylor plays in the Big Ten, slotted at third base today. And Westfield, Indiana product, as the 0-1 on the way, swing and a miss outside, 0-2. Ready to paint the corners. One out, no balls, 2 strikes. Wentworth gets set And delivers the 0-2, swinging a low ground ball over into the glove of Conniff. Throws it off the right hand and gets the out for the second out. So the Rafters infield showing up here early. Two ground outs for the Rafters. First to Taylor, second to Chris Conniff, the Wagner College product. And Jackson Chatterton slotted at second base today out of Bradley University, batting a .348 so far this season with four RBIs. And the Rafters two down here in the top of the first. First pitch on the way inside, 1-0. Chatterton out of Dunlop, Illinois, swinging a miss upstairs, 1-1. One ball, one strike, Wentworth. Did not appear in a game last year as he was a Big 12 commissioner's honor roll in the fall of 2021. So a scholar as well, the 1-1 outside. Two balls and a strike. That was an off-speed pitch of 84 miles per hour. Mallards have had 42 hits as a swing and a hard hit ball into the right field gap. That drops before the center fielder Johnson can make it. Rounding first is Chatterton. The play at the plate from Conniff. The shortstop is not there. So a double there for Jackson Chatterton here in the top of the first. So Isaiah Jackson, the center fielder out of Arizona State. In Vail, Arizona, seeing his first action of the year. So Chatterton stands at second. Wentworth, the pitch, swinging a shallow ground ball over to the third baseman and Kyle Carlson. The throw across the diamond to Basir is right on the money. So the Rafters get three outs as we head to the bottom of the first. Rafters due up in the home side of the inning. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first here at Witter Field as the Mallards unable to get anybody home. The Rafters did well in the infield as Chatterton got to a double to second base. But three ground outs. Rafters infield did their job as Brandon Rogers DHing today. And a great leadoff person for the Rafters. 21 at-bats with 7 runs and 5 hits, batting a .238. But he has 3 RBIs. Out of Iowa Western Community College. First pitch on the way from Derek Salata, the Illinois State product out of Westchester, Illinois. So two Illinois natives going at it. Salata made 13 starts, primarily in the Friday role for the Illinois State Redbirds as the 0-1 outside for the second strike, 0-2. He led the team with 5 wins, also led the team with 88 strikeouts, most by a Redbird since 2015, as the third pitch down low, 1-2. He had an 11 strikeout performance against Belmont as fourth pitch upstairs, third ball, third strike. So Rogers goes down looking. Derek Salata, a highly talented pitcher.
Number two, Ty Johnson.
So Ty Johnson playing center field today, batting a .321 with 9 hits and 28 at bats. So the left-handed batter on Salata, the right-handed pitcher. First pitch is across, right across the middle for a strike. Salata is one of those guys. He named the Missouri Valley Conference Pitcher of the Week as he had a 12 strikeout performance against Arkansas State. So this guy is known to throw strikeouts as second pitch is on the way for a ball, 1-1. Salata sets, delivers the 1-1, swinging a shallow ground ball over to the first baseman, and Jake Goolsby, who steps on the bag with ease for the second out. Two straight outs for the Mallards as Jack Basier batting third here, the third baseman, batting a .320, which leads the team right now. He's at 25 at-bats, 8 hits. He had a slow start, but since then, he was able to acquire a home run and 4 RBIs. So the Pepperdine product out of Pleasanton, California, sees a ball outside, out of the zone, 1-0. So the 1-0 pitch from Salata, swinging a hard hit ball on the right field line, out in foul territory. So one ball, one strike here with 2 outs. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Chatterton at second. The throw to first, right to Jake Goolsby, is right on time. So the Madison Mallards go 3 up and 3 down as we head the top of the third here on WFHR. We'll take a quick step aside.
They are our
Saturdays
peddlers.
At 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
We return as the top of the second inning here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Glad you're with us here on this hazy Sunday afternoon as Corbin Dickerson out of Louisville, a Jefferson, Indiana native, will step in, a right-handed batter. So batting a .250 this year with 3 RBIs. As the first pitch on the way from Wentworth, way inside, 1-0. So 3 ground outs for the Mallards, as Jackson Chatterton was the only one to get on base and the only hit this game. A swing and a drive into center field that goes behind Ty Johnson at the warning track. Rounding first, heading for second is Dickerson, and he gets there on time for a leadoff double here in the top of the second. Heck of a run there for Corbin Dickerson. Heck of a hit as he drove one back behind Johnson. So two doubles for the Madison Mallards here as they have two hits as Jake Goolsby out of Charlotte. And Charlotte University products from Springville, Alabama, playing first base today as Wentworth right across the plate for a strike. 0-1. So Wentworth will deal, as he's given up two hits so far and two doubles, which has put runners in scoring position for the Mallards. He's had three RBIs and seven hits this year, swinging a ball foul tipped back side. 0-2. He's also had three runs as well, so Wentworth, the 0-2 here, takes it off again, and then out comes Set. The 0-2 delivery, swing and a miss, got him downstairs for strike three for the first out, and the first strikeout here for Jackson Wentworth, 2023 Northwoods League campaign. So now, Canyon Brown, the catcher out of North Carolina A&T, Ormond Beach, Florida native, batting a 278 with two RBIs, five hits, and three runs. As first pitch right across the plate for Wentworth, 0-1. Off-speed pitch is 77. So Dickerson stands at second. No balls and a strike here with one out. The 0-1. Outside, that goes behind Alex Duffy. A wild pitch at the back track. That's advancing Dickerson to third. So with one out here, the Mallards 90 feet away from taking the lead here in the top of the second. Dickerson at third. One out here, the 1-1. Wentworth comes set. The delivery up high. 2-1. Jackson Wentworth had 27 strikeouts for Kansas State this year. He allowed 50 hits as a swing and a hard hit ball out on the right field line, out in foul territory. 2-2. Raptors have not won a game this season when they've given up a run first, so you hope that's not the case this time here in the top of the second. Mallards have two hits and two doubles. A 2-2 serve outside, 3-2. Jackson Wentworth out of Urbandale, Iowa. Well, full count, a check swing that goes behind Duffy. That's a wild pitch, and that's going to send Dickerson home for the first run. Dickerson home, Brown to first, and the Mallards take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. Pitch from Wentworth that went behind Duffy through the legs of him. So the Madison Mallards lead here 1-0. Now batting Mikey Kluska, the shortstop at a University of Richmond, the right-hander, takes a ball across the plate 1-0. From Pittsburgh, PA, making his first appearance of the season. One ball, no strikes with one out, the 1-0. Swinging a ball hit foul backside, 1-1. Canyon Brown stands at first with one out here in the top of the second. Wentworth looks over to first, and now comes Set. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him outside. 1-2. Decent crowd on hand here in Witter Field on this Sunday afternoon. First 4 o'clock pitch of the season as Wentworth checks over to first, and Brown slides safe. Wentworth will come set. Mikey Kluska. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss outside for strike three. That's a second out. And the second strikeout for Jackson Wentworth. That's going to bring up Michael Gupton. Slotted in at left field today from NC State out of Raleigh, North Carolina. He's also making his first appearance of the season. So four guys in the Madison Mallards starting lineup making their first appearance here in this Northwoods League. So guys still trickling in from their own respected college teams as Wentworth throws a ball inside for a strike. 0-1. Mallards have had two hits. They've had two doubles. Rafters two outs here in the top of the second. They've already given up a run. Mallards lead 1-0 as the 0-1 Wentworth checks back over to first and getting back in time is Brown. Wind blowing from left to right. There's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ball came in high upstairs. 0-2. Gupton playing in the ACC out of NC State. No balls, two strikes here with two outs. The 0-2, swinging a shallow ground ball over to the third. And Kyle Carlson, who makes the throw to second, and Shane Taylor for the third out. The Mallards lead, though, 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the bottom of the second inning as Chris Conniff, the left-hander, will be leading off for the Rafters. As last year, he batted a .250, a returning player with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. With 128 at-bats, 23 runs, and 32 hits as he foul tips one on the right side, 0-2. He had 18 RBIs. He's a rising senior out of Wagner College from Edmond, Oklahoma. He previously attended St. John's for 2 years. batting a 251. So he foul tips one on the right side once again, stays here at 0-2. So Kirk Schreider and this coaching staff happy to have a returning guy back and a talented shortstop batting in the cleanup spot today. As the 0-2, swinging a ground ball on the first base line. That stays fair as Conniff rounding first, heading for second. Goes behind the first baseman and Jake Goolsby. And Chris Conniff starting his Northwoods League campaign here in 2023 in his second season off on the right foot. So Matt Olive batting fifth for the Rafters and a left field today. So Conniff, how about that? Goes on the first base line and drives the ball. That ball stays fair. So Olive out of Valparaiso. First pitch, Salata. Is that ball driven out on the right side in foul territory? Olive has had four total catches with three putouts and an assist in the field. He struggled at the plate in his first appearance in Green Bay for game number three. He had a double, but that's the only hit he's acquired so far for the Rafters as he's down on the count 0-1. Conniff, big leadoff at second. And Salata makes a look towards second and puts Conniff back towards the bag. So no balls, a strike. Salata comes set, delivers the 0-1, breaking ball right across the plate, 0-2. It was an off-speed pitch, 70 miles per hour. So Salata comes set, Conniff, big leadoff at second, no outs here for the Rafters in the bottom of the second. Mallard's lead, 1-0 as the 0-2 delivery, swinging a ball hit foul side on the backtrack. Stays here at 0-2. So he struggled with one hit on 16 at-bats, but a guy for Valparaiso was second on the team in home runs with five and led the team in slugging percentage. So we know he can hit the ball. He just has to make it known as a curveball way outside of the zone, 1-2. The Mallards up 1-0, and they've out-hit the Rafters 2-1, but a big leadoff double here in the bottom of the second for Chris Conniff. Ball and two strikes. Salata, the delivery, the 1-2, swing and a miss outside. Olive went after it, got caught swinging. So a strikeout for Matt Olive, and Salata's second of the game. And Shane Taylor batting a 364, leading the team in batting average with eight hits on 22 at-bats with a run and two RBIs. Shane Taylor had a slow start in his first two games, but was able to start making contact at the plate. So one out here, Taylor out of Utah Tech and a Las Vegas, Nevada product. As the ball down in the dirt from Salata, fastball came in, 1-0. Fastball of 90 miles per hour. Derek Salata. A ball and no strikes. Here with one out. Salata comes set. And then fires the 1-0. Swing and a line drive into the left field gap. Heading back towards the wall. That's out the warning track. Rounding third. Heading for home is Conniff. Taylor will get to second. And the Rafters tie this 1-1 here in the bottom of the second with an RBI from Shane Taylor. That's his third of the season. And a big play there for the Rafters. So Kyle Carlson will step in, playing third today with seven hits on 23 at-bats. He's batting a 304. He struck out three times this season, but he's had two runs scored. As Taylor stands at second with one out. First pitch on the way from Salada outside, but a strike, 0-1. So Shane Taylor equalizes this game, sending Conniff home. Conniff in his first appearance here for the Rafters this season, able to get the first run of the game. And the ball comes across the plate, 1-1. Carlson, Piedmont College, Marietta, Georgia. The 1-1 upstairs inside the zone for the second strike, 1-2. At Piedmont, he's at a career 302 batting average, batting a 311 this year. The D3 program out of Georgia, the 1-2, way outside, evening this count up at 2 apiece. Two balls, two strikes, you know, with one out. Taylor, a leadoff at second. Salada looks, delivers, swinging a shallow ground ball over to the shortstop, Kluska, who makes the throw, but not able to make the throw to first. Could not make a decision in time, so that's going to put Carlson on first. Taylor stands at second. And Kluska, a little bit of a mental lapse as he was going to throw to second, didn't for the double play, and then by the time he was going to throw it over to first, Carlson was already there. So Alex Duffy, the catcher, batting eighth. Batting a 200 with one hit on five at-bats. He scored the only run yesterday as he lines a ball into the left field territory out on the foul side. So no balls, a strike. Two runners on here for the Rafters. They've tied this game up at one apiece. No balls, a strike with one out. B-0-1. Downstairs, but a strike. No balls and two strikes. So Carlson stands at first. Taylor remains at second. And Salada will get set. Looks back towards second. And then deals the 0-2. Swing and a drive into right field. That drops before the right fielder Corbin Dickerson. He throws it home. But Taylor did not go home, so Taylor at third, Kyle Carlson at second, and the bats are flowing with Alex Duffy, who remaining at first, and a fully loaded bases here for the Rafters. Can they take the lead here in the bottom of the second? Logan Hugo has really struggled at the plate with two hits on 21 at-bats. He has three runs as well. So bases fully juiced here in the bottom of the second. Rafters already have acquired a run with a Shane Taylor to second base RBI. Hugo out of Eastern Michigan. Ball way outside. 1-0. One out here. Duffy a big leadoff at first. And a breaking ball comes right down the plate, 1-1. This would be big for the Rafters. Mind you, the first time they have scored a run has been in the bottom of this inning. So 1-1, Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 3-2 as the 1-1. Swinging a ball popped up backside for a foul, 1-2. One out. And the Rafters send another one home. One, possibly two. The 1-2 from Salada upstairs on the right edge, 2-2. So umpire crew, Sean McKinney at the home plate. As swinging a ball pops up on the backside. Still remains here at 2-2. So Sean McKinney at home plate. Parker Powell at first for the umpire. And Justin Wilson at third. We thank our umpire crew on this afternoon. Early start for these two teams as the 2-2 from Salada. Swing and a miss. Scott Hugo reaching out for that one for the third strike. So two outs now. So bases loaded here for Brandon Rogers as we return to the top of the order. Rogers struck out in his first plate appearance. He has three RBIs this season, looking to make it four. Duffy at first, Kyle Carlson at second, and the Utah Tech product Shane Taylor stays at third as the first pitch upstairs out of the zone, 1-0. Rafters have tied this 1-1 as swing and a drive on the right field side, popping up into the center fielder in Isaiah Jackson, who makes the catch for the third out. But the Rafters tie this game at one apiece as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows around 58. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 82.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment. Hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third we go as a ground ball hit from Holcroft. The throw over to third to first is not there as Basir dropped it at first. So Holcroft will take first as we welcome you back here on the top of the third inning. So Holcroft is at first. And the leadoff man, Jake Holcroft, will get a base hit. So now Keenan Taylor, who grounded out on his last plate appearance, will come set. So Mallards and the Rafters both with three hits each as game has had six combined hits so far as we are here in the top of the third. A little bit different yesterday as swinging a ball fouled on the left field side 0-1 as yesterday was eight combined hits from the Dock Spiders and the Rafters and only one run scored. Defensive ball game for sure, but Rafters bullpen was the story of the night. So Taylor, out of Purdue University, the 0-1, bounces into the glove of Duffy for the first ball, so 1-1. Holcroft, big leadoff at first. As Wentworth will come set. And then fire the 1-1. Swing and a drive that bounces on a one-hop bounce before Logan Hugo, the right fielder. So two back-to-back hits for the Mallards. As Holcroft advances to second, Keenan Taylor takes first. Not the start Jackson Wentworth would have liked here in the top of the third. Now Jackson Chatterton, the second baseman out of Bradley University, was able to start things off on the hitting end for the Mallards as he got a double as he bunts one out on the third baseline for a foul. So two back-to-back hits for the Mallards. They've had four of them. 1-1 game. You know, top third inning. Rafters looking to make it two in a row. Mallards looking to end their two-game losing streak. The 0-1. Downstairs in the dirt. Duffy couldn't find it. The throw over to third. And the steal. And he's safe. Wow. Jake Holcroft will take third. Holcroft to third. And Keenan Taylor remains at first. So now with no outs, Mallards in position. Take this lead, the 1-1 here from Wentworth. He looks over to first. The delivery home. Upstairs, the check swing didn't go for the second ball. So two balls and a strike. Holcroft stands at third. Keenan Taylor, the third baseman, at first. The 2-1, way down in the dirt, but that's going to be a strike. That went low. Two balls and two strikes. Mallards won, Rafters won. Here in the top of the third. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Excuse me, the 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him outside for the third strike. So Chatterton goes down swinging. That's going to bring up Isaiah Jackson, the center fielder, who grounded out in his last plate appearance. Rafters haven't won a game this season when they've given up the run first. So looking to change that this time. They gave up a run on the top of the second, but answered with one of their own off of a Shane Taylor RBI that sent Chris Conniff home as first pitch down on the way from the dirt. Duffy goes after it. That's going to send. That was a wild pitch. Going to send Holcroft home. So the Mallards regain the lead here in the top of the third. They're up 2-1. Wentworth threw the pitch that went into the chest of Duffy. That ball rolled on the right field line, sending Holcroft a run home from third. So the Mallards 2, Rafters 1. Ball upstairs for a strike, 1-1. So back-to-back innings with at least a run for Madison. One out here. The 1-1 from Wentworth, swing and a drive to right field, heading back towards the wall. That ball is gone. A two-run shot from Isaiah Jackson, and two more runs for the Madison Mallards as they go up 4-1 here in the top of the third. Two-run shot for Jackson. Wow. Jackson Wentworth, not the start he would have liked here in his debut. Isaiah Jackson out of Arizona State. A Vail, Arizona product. Outside from Wentworth, 1-0. A ball and no strikes, the 1-0. Swing and a drive. Out to center field, heading back towards the wall. That one is gone. Back-to-back home runs. This time it's Corbin Dickerson, the right fielder. And the Mallards get another run. They're up 5-1 here in the top of the third. Not the start Wentworth would have liked. Back-to-back home runs. This place has gone quiet. Wow. So 5-1. And Jackson Wentworth, Kansas State product, not having his best game here. First pitch is on the way. That's going to be Jake Goolsby who will step in. That's a ball, 1-0. So it was a two-run shot from Isaiah Jackson, and then followed it up with a home run for Dickerson. One ball and a strike. The 1-1. Foul tipped on the right side. 1-2. Wentworth is going to have to regather himself because four runs for the Mallards here in the top of the third, down 5-1. Mallards have out-hit the Rafters way upstairs for Wentworth, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2. Foul tipped on the backtrack. Remains here at 2 apiece. One out here. The 2-2. Swing and a line drive into right field. That stays fair. Rounding first is Goolsby. He's heading for second. The throw from the right fielder to Hugo is not in time. So another run, it's another hit for the Mallards. As Goolsby will take second. Wow. Canyon Brown, the catcher, will step in, who's walked on his last plate appearance. And, well, Jackson Wentworth, not an ideal start. The Urbandale, Iowa product has given up 7 hits and 5 runs as he throws across the plate for a ball, 1-0. Wentworth will have to regather as Goolsby, a big leadoff at second. The bats have flowed here for the Mallards. Across the plate for a strike, 1-1. One out here. Wentworth will deal the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him outside for the second strike, 1-2. The Rafters gave up a run in the top of the second, answered with a run of their own in the bottom half of the inning, but 4 runs here for the Mallards as they're up 5-1. A ball and 2 strikes to 1-2. Swing and a drive out on the third baseline, out in foul territory. Stays here at 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 way outside for a ball. Two balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2. Way outside. So full count here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And the Rafters stop the red hot Mallards. A full count. Popped up out on the right side. 1 out here. Canyon Brown out of North Carolina A&T. Ormond Beach, Florida. One out here. The full count. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman. And Conniff not able to field it. That rolls into center field. And running home and sliding at the plate is Goolsby for the 5th run of the inning. Make it 6-1 Mallards here on the top of the third. Mallards flying and sailing over the rafters here. Top of the third. Swinging a ground ball over to Shane Taylor, the second baseman, who makes the throw to first to Basir's on time for the second out. Mallard's up 6-1 as Michael Gupton grounded out on his last plate appearance will step in. First pitch from Wentworth, curveball across the plate, 0-1. Two outs here. Wentworth. We'll see Brown at second. Swinging a drive into left field. Rounding third. Heading for home is Brown. And another run scores for the Mallards. 7-1. Top of the third. Wentworth struggling here. Mallards have had 9 hits. As Duffy's going to have a word with Wentworth. Seven runs. 7-1. Here on the runs. They have shelled the rafters here in the top of the third. 2 outs. Mallards have out-hit the rafters 9-3, and Jake Holcroft, we return to the top of the order. He sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. So Jackson started things off with a 2-run shot, then Dickerson followed up with a home run of his own. Brown had a base hit RBI as stealing second is Gupton, who's right on the money, but he has to go back because wasn't a proper steal, did not get that in time, so he'll go back to first. So no balls and 2 strikes. Wentworth will come set. The 0-2. Ball foul tipped on the left side into the bleachers here at Witter Field. Two outs. Rafters have given up 6 runs here on top of the third. The 0-2 upstairs, 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. This is the first of 2 games against these 2 teams as a bouncer hit backside behind home plate, staying here at 1-2. So Gupton will stay at first. Jake Holcroft, who got a base hit and grounded out in his last two plate appearances, will step in. 2 outs here. The 1-2, foul tipped on the backside once again. So Wentworth is going to have to regroup himself. He's given up a ton of runs here. Top of the third, Mallard 7, Rafters 1. Jake Holcroft out of University of Portland. Wentworth, a swing and a drive out in foul territory on the left side. Wentworth going to have to regather and reset. 2 outs, the 1-2, way outside edge, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. It's been tough for the Rafters. Two 2-2. Swing and a drive out on the right field. That bounces before the warning track. Rounding second, heading to third is Gupton. And then Jake Holcroft will get to second. So two runners in scoring position for the Mallards. And they're up to 10 hits. A double for Jake Holcroft as we turn to Keenan Taylor, who has a base hit. And it has been tough for Wentworth in his first start here in the Northwoods League. Team gathering in. And all the infield at the mound with assistant coach Brian Dyer for Wentworth. Jackson Wentworth going to have to regather and regroup himself because it has not been an ideal start for him. He's given up 10 hits and 7 runs, and we're only in the third inning. So now Keenan Taylor batting second, the third baseman out of Purdue. Well, got a base hit and also grounded out as well. First pitch on the way from Wentworth outside, 4-strike, 0-1. First appearance for Jackson Wentworth in the Big 12 out of Kansas State. The 0-1 inside edge for a ball, 1-1. Two outs. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him down low for the second strike, 1-2. 7-1 Mallard's lead. Their bats have been red hot here on the top of the third. The 1-2, foul tipped on the backside. Stays here at 1-2, off-speed pitch, 82 miles per hour. Wentworth on Keenan Taylor. Taylor, the right-handed batter on Wentworth, the right-handed pitcher. Two outs, the 1-2. Swinging a pop-up to the first baseman in Jack Basir, who makes the catch for the third out. But the Mallards get 6 runs as they are up 7-1 as we head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third, we